You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Monday, March 25th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today is Chris Boyk and Leah Wingham, and we're going to be talking about the after prom party. And ladies, how are you doing today?
Really great.
Really good.
Thank you for having us.
For a Monday, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. And what exactly is the after prom party?
Well, the after prom party, many of you may remember the or think of Blast Beat, and that's, we still do refer to that name, but since COVID, we have made a shift for how we provide the after prom party because it's at the high school. So it's not actually at Mead Ballroom anymore at UMC. It's been kind of a good way to utilize the high school still as a spot for it to be more safe. But this is a parent-led and coordinated and run event for our juniors and seniors after their prom to be a fun and safe alternative with all sorts of activities and food to keep them safe on that prom night.
Yeah, how important is the safety? Because you mentioned that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I mean, you hear tragic stories in many communities that we know of each year, and I'm so proud. And I have siblings that we talk about this, and they have a focus that they do graduation night like this for safe. But a lot of communities do not have an after prom party, and so I'm grateful that Crookston still does.
This particular event for many years now has become as popular as prom. And Linda Morgan, as the Leo Club advisor, does an amazing job every year of overseeing the prom festivities, you know, actual grand march and the dinner and things of that nature. But then, as Leah said, the parents and the committee that take care of this, we are in charge of basically everything that happens from about 10 o'clock?
10:30
until about 3. And it, again, she mentioned it features music, entertainment, games, food, refreshments, and many great prizes for those that are in attendance. And students that want to attend, they don't have to have a prom date either, you know, to attend.
They don't have to
come
to prom.
Themselves. They don't even have to go to prom. They can just come to the after prom party. And we rely heavily on financial contributions and support from parents and the community. So that's really what makes this whole evening up, is the time and effort of the parents that are involved, as well as the many people who so generously contribute to the evening year after year. And like I said, it's pretty popular event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, when is this going to be taking place?
So prom, and again, that's something that's always consistent in Crookston, it's the last weekend in April. So Saturday, April 27th is that evening of prom. So, you know, grand march and the dinner and the dance all happen there at the high school. And we just, you want to emphasize again, because a lot of people think that it's, you're in for all of it. And some people choose to just do prom, and some people choose to just do the after prom. The majority do both, but it is a separate registration process. So families have been getting forms in for the prom, and we're going to be sending out the registration for the after prom this week. And so to be looking for that.
Yeah. But, and that can be a little confusing for some people, because they think that when they pay that prom mm-hmm. registration fee that they're paying for both, but there's actually a separate fee for the after prom party. And we make it pretty affordable as we can to do it and still put it on for the kids.
Yeah.
And they have a great time.
So what can some of the kids expect when they go to this after prom party?
Yeah, you know, for her saying like it's affordable, it is. It's $25 that we ask, and that covers, you know, anything from food to the games and the prizes. And there's some pretty amazing prizes that Chris can touch on a little bit more later. Some wonderful entertainment that we, you know, come in from, fly in to come and do this for the kids. And so it's always highly entertaining and memorable for the kids. Food, did I say that already?
Yep. Games. A lot of fun games. Yeah.
Yeah, so
they used to go with primarily a gambling, sort of a what did we call
casino
that?
Night
casino
kinda.
Night. Yeah, casino night theme. But really, it's just not just that anymore. It's a variety of games, including some of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Money machine that they get to go into and grab money.
Yep.
And then we're looking at all sorts of different possibilities. But we do a... the room.
Well, escape room.
Escape room.
I was going to say, we also have some coordinated, like, kind of team competitions. So Cornhole tournament has been huge.
Yes,
Escape
that's been
room
big.
Has been very popular. They're that looking, we set up each year.
Yeah, I can't find my words today, but thanks. The escape room and the casino night, all those kind of things. But yeah, a lot of fun things. And we change
bingo
them out.
Is huge.
Bingo is very huge. And some of the things that we do, one of the things that we do that's really important is each year the students are surveyed. Prior to the event, months in advance, they are surveyed to determine what types of food do you want at the after prom party? What types of games would you like to see and participate in? What types of prizes would you like? So we very much take that information into consideration when we're doing our planning. And the planning takes place for months and months in advance.
Yeah,
and it actually starts almost right after the this year. It'll start again for next year already. And so, we take into consideration what their wants are. And their desires, and really, it's always just a really fun time. So we're excited. We're excited for this year.
Yeah.
So what goes on behind the scenes?
Well, you know, I shared with you earlier how this is a committee that I have really loved to be a part of, and my kids kind of go back to back. So I've had the privilege of being on this committee. This is my sixth year now. Because you are. When you're on it, you cover kind of an area, right? And that's why it's just a really well-oiled machine that was set up. I don't know if we emphasized this. This is the 41st year of the After Prom Party Blast to Bede. And there's, you know, kind of chairs of all different areas, from finance to entertainment to games, prizes, food, drinks. And there's a couple people that kind of oversee that area. But yet we come together as a full group regularly to gather input and feedback and direction as a committee. But everyone kind of has their task that they are in charge of for that night. And so we rely, it's a senior rep for each of those areas who then recruits a junior rep. Sometimes it's an individual, sometimes it's a couple. And then they're kind of in charge. And then the junior reps are kind of in training that first year, but they're a part of the whole process. And then it's all them the next year, and then they're recruiting that next class of junior reps to follow them. So again, it's they really thought this through back in the 80s, and because it's still functioning really well, and there's a lot of passionate parents that want to make sure this is a priority for our community, for our kids, for their safety on this night, and for them to have fun memories. But yeah, and then we also rely heavily on parent volunteers that night, because we're a large crew of almost over 20 people that take part in the planning and coordinating. But that night, we all have to recruit more to make all those different areas possible.
And we have to stay awake.
Yes.
So for those of us who have been at this since, 2012, like I have, and I'm getting a little bit older, not a lot, but a little. We rely on coffee and all sorts of good things stay awake and with these kiddos until 3 o'clock and then do the teardown.
We have a good time, too.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's a fun group.
It is a great group. Yeah.
We just love to see our kids. We try to not be... we try not to impose on their fun as a parent role, but we have fun with each other as well. And
this week's this year's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot harder, especially for us, oldies here, because people might be trying to, my own husband might be trying to, crash the dance and do his best Tony Manero impression because you want to cover the theme.
Yeah,
it's a pretty,
right.
It's a pretty fun theme this year.
Yes. No, Linda, we know it's, because it is all at the high school, which has, again, we have so much space to work with there, and we're so grateful for that partnership that the administration continues to welcome us in to provide this for the kids right there. Mm-hmm. Then they don't leave. They go, and we have designated rooms for them to change and get ready and have a safe space for their stuff. But then they come back out, and the commons and the whole space has been flipped to an after prom party instead of a dinner and dance. But but we have strict instructions to not make any appearance at
the
prom part of
for
it.
For sure, no.
So,
yeah. It's tempting, but we won't do it. We won't do it. No.
Yeah, it's got to be hard to restrain yourself, right?
It is.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a fun evening, and we the kids have fun, the parents have fun, and,
Yeah, it is.
So what's the process like setting up, this event? Because you guys briefly touched on it, that it's almost like a year-long planning. Is that kind of right?
I mean, you get thinking about it, and you're formulating your notes from year to year, and you know, again, it's a constant process of, like Leah said, you know, your senior rep, your junior rep, and once those senior reps are gone, then you're recruiting another junior rep that's coming up who this year are sophomores, you know. So this year's juniors, next year we'll be recruiting the juniors for next year, those parents to be a part of that kind of in training process and going to meetings and figuring out again the logistics and coordinating. Yeah. And
you know, you start, the first one is assessing kind of the year before, what worked, what didn't, and then move into the specific planning, recruiting that team. A big part was, you know, what Chris was in charge of was getting that business letter out for donations. And maybe you can share a little bit, because some of those businesses may still have that letter on their desk.
They may. We tried to just, again, be respectful of all of the businesses. If you didn't get a letter in a particular this year, you know, it's hard to know from year to year. We have to thank American Federal for their part in this. Dan Erdman and Lisa Keel as well. But Dan Erdman has been sort of the go-to for many years for the prize committee. And he has been wonderful about helping to get that list kind of pared down every year. Who's given, who maybe has been inactive or who's not here anymore, who's maybe no longer in business. Some of the folks that maybe for whatever reason, because they're gone or something, didn't want to be on the list anymore. So we sent out to those businesses. We have had a number of donations come in. The money that comes in, sometimes we get like a gift bag. Sometimes we'll get a call and say, hey, I've got a gift card for you to pick up over here. Can you come and get it at whatever business? And not just businesses in the Crookston community, but in some in the area, some in Grand Forks, which we very much appreciate. We couldn't do this event and give such great prizes to the kids if we didn't have such wonderful, generous outpouring from many of the businesses and individuals in these communities, and especially in Crookston. But there may be some of you out there that haven't gotten a letter for whatever reason, or it didn't come. You know, we had several that were returned to us because it was maybe the wrong address, but it was the only address we knew of. There might be about a dozen more that are coming out or maybe hand-delivered, so if you're one of those businesses, please don't be surprised if we walk one in, because we've still got a month to go and we're still planning and we still need donations. We really appreciate your generosity. We depend on it. And whether people want to give cash or whether they want to give a gift card for someplace, you know, the kids tend to like things like Starbucks or Caribou in particular here we have in town. We want to support our local businesses, of course. We gas cards. There's just a number of maybe to the Grand Theater. We could support our local businesses by maybe somebody wants to purchase a Grand Theater gift card to donate as a prize. Maybe they want to just give cash because
to go towards those
because
bigger
prizes. Because we could go toward the bigger prizes. Because, you know, what we're finding is that the kids really like electronics. They really like gift cards, like I said. And sometimes the only way... And sometimes they just like good old cash, right?
Yeah.
So we can do a number of things with whatever it is that is donated. And and again, we still have plenty of time. There's a month to go, and people can still donate to this wonderful event.
Is there any way for people to reach out and say, you know, hey, I do want to donate. How can I get in contact with someone involved in this?
Yeah. You know, if you know someone on the committee, I won't list everybody there, to please reach out to one of them. I'm happy to, you know, if anyone wants to connect with me again, I'm Leah Wingem. My number is 289-3250. You can call me and let me know. I know the high school, you know, if you wanted to just drop it off there and just have it labeled after prom party, they're kind of our central ground for collections here as we come into the registration process. And so,
and then Lon and I, my husband Lon Boyk and I, are the senior co-chairs this year for the prize committee, as well as the junior co-chairs are Annie and Nick Waldahl. And so my number is 289-218-289-2520. Somebody can call me as well. If you just any way that you can reach out, we would be happy to either give you an address that you can send it to. As Leah said, you could drop it off at the school office, or you could give us a call and one of us can come and arrange to pick it up.
Yeah, so a lot of ways for people to get involved.
Yeah, and, you know, when we have the specific business letter, and we've realized as, you know, we've looked through this letter, I mean, our committee has looked at, why haven't they been? And again, this has been a list that's been adjusted
passed
and changed
down through the years.
So it's always good to look at it again. But it's also individuals. You know, we've had many conversations about grandparents out there that feel passionately about this night for their grandkids, for a safe and fun mm-hmm. event for them. And so, or just if you're just passionate about youth, and I know Crookston loves their youth. And so this isn't just for businesses. It's anyone out there. If you would like to contribute, even $5, $10, mm-hmm. you know, all those things build up. We have everything from the smaller prizes that we give out during bingo and things like that. And the games, like right there, we have mid prizes that we do drawings for. And then we have the big ones at the night, end of the night that we, that's our enticing thing for kids to stick around to that very last one, because that's when those big electronic things and the big mm-hmm. large cash prizes come through. But
right.
you know, we really want to emphasize those donations. We depend on those because as our committee has met this year, we're realizing how much more expensive things are to, and our registration fee has not really changed for years because we just right. want to make it affordable. But everything else, the cost of everything else is going up.
I think it would be difficult, too, to maybe mention everyone, you know, and I don't have the list in front of me, but I want to mention and give a shout out to Happy Joe's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Hugo's this year is planning to donate beverages. Happy Joe's, they've been phenomenal. Jake has been great. He's donated the pizzas last year, this year for mm-hmm. the after prom party. The kids don't go hungry.
No.
There's a number of different places that give generously for the food and mm-hmm. drink. And I've only mentioned a couple, but
yeah,
there are a lot, and maybe we could even come on right before prom, you know, possibly again, you know, in a month to let you know the number of businesses that, you know, just to rattle some off, maybe we won't, but maybe there's some way that we can at least right. acknowledge these businesses. And in advance, we want to thank them for their generosity and for their participation in this evening, because again, without them, and without the wonderful parents that are involved in this committee, we wouldn't have this evening to put on for the kids, and they absolutely have a blast. So yeah,
even though it is for the kids, it is truly a community event in a way.
Oh, definitely. It's not possible without everybody who's involved, from the parents to the business to the high school now, mm-hmm. Providing that space
right.
and it's definitely a team effort that yeah. we're proud to be a part of.
Yeah, it sounds like an exciting event. Is there anything new that's going to be taking place this year?
I mean, we're all, again, always, there's always just a little different twist to it, you know, that we have, so that we don't want to make it completely like, there'll be some surprises along the way and some different twists. Again, the survey showed us some things that we were surprised that the kids wanted to be a part of. And mm-hmm. so some more team type competitions that we'll try to add in there, and different ways we're structuring things. And the prizes, they're being very intentional about responding to what they were wanting for their prizes, too. And so yeah, but it should be a fun night for all.
Yeah, in the past, you know, they've wanted things like laptops or, you know, we've given out iPads, things of that nature. You know, and what we've come to realize is that because things are so expensive, sometimes there's just you can't provide everything, you know, mm. obviously. But we thought, well, maybe if we have enough cash donations coming in, we can do larger gift cards towards the purchase of those electronics,
mm-hmm. yep.
things of that nature. So we'll see what all shakes out based on what the donations are. And again, there's still plenty of time to get those in. So feel free to reach out to Leah, myself, Annie or Nick Waldahl or my husband, Lon, yeah. Or just anybody on the committee, like Leah said.
And which we actually took a picture last time, and so maybe I'll get that to CareOX of a lot of the members of our committee. And so someone maybe has some connection with someone on the committee that it's a team effort. So if you can connect with any of the people in that picture, just to reach out and how you can help and contribute to the event.
And if you have a larger item, you know, we've given out TVs in the past, smart TVs, different things. Mm-hmm. You know, if for some particular reason you have something that is new that you would like to donate to the event or to the cause that night, also don't be afraid to reach out with that as well, because you never know mm-hmm. what might be out right. there that we could use as a prize.
Right.
And so one last time, any contact info, and then also when exactly will the after prom party be, as right before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, it's Saturday, April 27th, and through into Sunday morning.
Yep.
So, yeah, so a lot of the kids are getting out there, finding dates, registering, getting their dresses and tuxes and
And the registration forms are coming out this week,
yes.
right?
Yes, so they should have received their prom. I know my daughter did already. The prom registration form is already out, but there is now the after prom party that is coming out this week. So be looking for that. And they have a couple weeks. And I should give another shout out for, you know, we offer t-shirts that night to our The Cove, Amy Bull at The Cove with the students there. They help with that part with the t-shirts to make sure they have that keepsake for the night. So, and that's kind of time sensitive. That's why I say that too, for that registration form, because if they're wanting t-shirts, they need to get it in a little quicker than if they're just coming. But we accept registrations till almost a few days before.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts?
No, we're just grateful to everybody that's a part of this, and it's a great time, and we want it to be memorable for the students, and as well as for those of us that are involved. It's great memories. Great to be a part of something like this. We want to thank the Crookston community, in whatever way that you are, you know, participating in this particular evening for the kids. Thank you in advance. We couldn't do it without your help and your generosity. And we want 2024, as the parents of two seniors, we want every year to be huge. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. This is my last hurrah. So hard to believe, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yes. And thank you for welcoming us on here today to promote and get the word out to people. And we just appreciate CARO-X and all that you guys do to help us too.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. And thank you very much for joining us on our Valley Talk program today.
Thank you.
So that was Leah Winjam and Chris Boyk talking about the after prom party here on our Valley Talk program.